You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, a little over halfway through spring training, we're taking a look at the teams around the league and what's going on with them. We're going to talk about Padres baseball. I am Allison Switter. I'm here with A.J. Cassavell, who is in his first week covering the Padres full-time. A.J., we're going to get to talk about you in a little bit, but let's start off the bat with Manny Margot. So he's like the key piece in that Craig Kimbrel trade, which is why a lot of eyes are going to be on him, have been on him. Sent to AAA recently, but could not really have made a better impression at big league camp. So they seem pretty high on what he's going to be able to contribute down the road for them.
Yeah, and I think one of the things you notice right away with Manny Margot is that he kind of fits right in. Even though he's younger, his range, yesterday he tracked down two balls in the gap that I'm not sure many of the Padres center fielders last year. I think they used seven or eight different center fielders. Maybe only Melvin Upton could have got to either of those balls. He has a lot of range. He's very athletic. He's got pretty much all the tools you could ask for, and he hits line drives. He hits the ball hard when he gets it. So Andy Green gave him a reward by putting him in the starting lineup yesterday with all the starters, and he went 0-for-4, but it was his reward kind of before being sent down.
Yeah, I mean, and really what it comes down to is the need for at-bats. So often demotions down to the minor leagues are not saying that you are not deserving to be on this team. More, you've got to get down there, get ready for your season. And there are only so many major league at-bats throughout a spring training, especially when you start with 60-some guys in spring and you're trying to whittle it down. So it's just a matter of him really needing to get ready for his season, right? And then what's the projection for him to maybe get to the big leagues, you know?
Well, I think the projection is 2017. There's always a chance for September when the rosters expand. But what he kind of proved this spring, because he faced some big league hitters, is that he can hold his own. Now, obviously, you never know how a guy's going to perform once they're in the major leagues on a consistent basis, once the other pitchers kind of start to figure him out. But the Padres right now, I'm of the opinion that if you don't need a closer until you can contend, until you know that your team is a contender. So first you have to build the team, then you kind of fill in the closer. Manny Margot for Craig Kimbrel would have at this point kind of seemed like a fair trade. And the Padres obviously got more than just that in the trade. So I think 2017 is probably when Padres fans can expect him, but they might get a taste of it in September.
So let's move on to, let's update on the bullpen battle. So it seems to be maybe taking shape a little bit, but there's still some contested spots. So how is that progressing this spring?
Yeah, the bullpen is interesting. The bullpen, and I think the most interesting thing about it is kind of the carryover from the starting rotation battle. Because you've got two guys, Drew Pomeranz and Brandon Maurer, who spent most of the last season in the bullpen. And for the most part, in the bullpen, they were two-pitch guys. They're both kind of trying to incorporate, in Maurer's case, a curveball, and Pomeranz's case, a cutter. They're both trying to incorporate those pitches into their mix and move into the starting rotation. If they can do that, that opens up three spots in the bullpen. Andy Green was talking the other day. He said the only real guarantee at this point is Fernando Rodney and Carlos Villanueva. If Pomeranz does not make the rotation, he'll be in the pen. You kind of assume the same thing about Maurer, but I think they're kind of putting him on the starting rotation track more so than Pomeranz now, which leaves four or five spots up for grabs, depending on the Pomeranz situation. And Kevin Quackenbush and Nick Vincent are favorites, two people that he mentioned as favorites. But after that, they have three Rule 5 pitchers that they might try and look to find space for. Matt Thornton has looked really good in camp. It's wide open at six or seven guys for those remaining two or three spots.
Wow, that's that's worrisome though, from a standpoint of trying to be competitive when you have that many bullpen spots up for grabs. It usually means it's going to be a long year for the bullpen.
Compared to the bullpens they've had in the past, there's definitely been a lot of turnover.
Yeah, definitely. And this is a transition time for the Padres. They're trying to get things together the season's moving forward. So we'll cut in some slack on that. I totally forgot that Mark McGwire hadn't been in camp this whole time. And I was reading your story on him joining the Padres. He's, of course, the bench coach. I guess it's nice for him to be back. I'm glad that the family emergency turned out to be, you know, things seem to be okay. But I guess he's got a little bit of catching up to do, even though he did say that he talks to Andy Green every day. But just having him back in camp, I guess that's probably nice for him.
Yeah, and he's happy to be back. He said he gleaned the ultimate respect for mothers of mothers who are married to athletes. But he's happy to be back in camp. And I think the number one thing that I kind of gleaned from him was just he watched games. He talks with Eddie Green every day, but there's no way he can do his job unless he's here making observations with his own two eyes. And one of the things that interested me a lot was something Andy Green said, how he plans to use Mark McGwire's knowledge of hitting to help the pitching staff. So basically, if Mark McGwire were hitting, how would he plan to attack each of the starting pitchers or the relievers? And Drew Pomeranz the other day kind of backed that notion up. And that's interesting to me. It seems like what better way to help a pitcher out and say, hey, here's how one of the best hitters of all time would attack you.
Yeah, that is that's really interesting. And there have been like hitters on a team who will kind of advise pitchers, and there are conversations like that do happen among teammates, especially hitters that come from like other organizations and join that team. So, any kind of advantage you can get and watch this will work out great, and then everyone in baseball will be doing it. So we'll keep our eye on that. Mm-hmm. And so the last thing that I want to talk about you. So congratulations on getting
Thank
the
you.
Seat. You are taking up Corey Brock, who has stayed with our company but is moving on to a different role. And so this is a great opportunity for you. I know you live in San Diego already, but like for the listeners who are hanging on our every word, tell me about your background a little bit and, where you started in MLB.com and how you moved through the organization.
Cool, yes. So first of all, let's say I'm replacing a legend in Corey Brock. he obviously did a great job with just about everything, with his writing, with his relationships with people. But I'm kind of thrilled to be taking over. I started with MLB.com in 2011, and I was the Dodgers associate reporter then, and I moved to San Diego in 2012, where I kind of did a few different things. I'd like to consider myself the Ben Zobrist of MLB.com, where I was kind of all over the place. I worked some overnight shifts producing the homepage. I worked some production shifts and editing. I also wrote for Sports on Earth. I wrote a lot of global stories for MLB.com, and I helped fill in for the Padres every now and then for Corey. So it's kind of a pretty diverse background in MLB.com on a lot of different fronts. And I think seeing that and kind of seeing the way it all operated, I'm looking forward to being able to use that knowledge to help me on the Padres beat in the coming years.
Yeah, I think that's you've had a lot of great background experience. Like you said, you've done a little bit of everything, which is so key in our industry to understand how everything works. So best of luck to you, AJ. Appreciate it. And I look forward to talking to you every week about the Padres.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.